Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Beth reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
Thanks.
Was hoping you can call and mess with my dad for his birthday. He manages a plumbing company in town, would really think it was funny. Thanks.
Yeah, Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person. Just needs to call about a persistent clog in his toilet. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello, plumbing and heating.
Hi there, am I speaking with the owner?
Yes, this is Dan. How can I help you?
Hi, Dan. My name is Robert Hassenpepper, and you actually had a guy out at my place the other day to install a new shower.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for your business. I hope you're happy with the work we did on the shower.
Yeah, no, that's not why I'm calling. That's not the issue. The shower works great. You did a great job on that. The issue is actually the toilet next to the shower. Ever since your guy left, it's been clogged up, and I mean really clogged.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I don't have your paperwork in front of me at the moment, but do you happen to remember the name of the plumber that we sent over?
No, sir, I don't. Here's the thing. I wasn't even here when he was working. I let him in. To do the shower, but then I had to leave for work. But I know the toilet was working fine when I left. I'd test drove it earlier. But then when I came home later, it was completely clogged.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, without knowing the specifics of the plumbing in your house, it just seems unlikely that any work he did on the shower would affect the toilet, you know, like that. You're sure it was working before?
Well, I'm sure. I just told you I gave it a test ride, but look, I don't think I'm being clear enough. You know what I think happened? I think your guy decided to relieve himself and bust a grumpy and leave me with a real log jam down there.
Okay. All right. Well, wait a second. Let's not jump to conclusions just yet. I mean, my employees always avoid using the client's facilities whenever possible.
Uh-huh.
And if he did, I highly doubt he would have left you with a clogged toilet.
So your guy dropped some kids off at the pool,
left
some barbarians at the gate, then walked on the clog. Well, what do I need to do? Get in there and collect a DNA sample? Prove that it was your guy?
No. Sir, that won't be necessary. Let's not dwell on how this happened, okay? I'll have someone out to your house for the end of the day, and we'll take care of it.
Well, I don't think I should have to pay for this either. I mean, your guy makes an offering to the porcelain throne, and who knows what's stuck in my drain now.
Sir, there'll be no charge for fixing the toilet. I can send someone out right away.
Well, I want a different guy. Don't be sending Poopy McPooperson back here again.
Yes, fine. I'll send a different plumber for you. Can I have your address?
Well, yes. Right now, I'm here at the radio station, though.
What? I thought you said this was for your home, right?
Well, I did say that, yes.
Yeah.
But what I meant to say was that it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show calling, and your daughter set you up for a phone tap in honor of your birthday.
Hi.
Really? And I'm on the radio now.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Oh, man, that was good. That was pretty good. Man, has had me listen to these things before. I never thought you'd be able to get me, man.
There you go.
Yeah, it's
dreams
your time.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah, dreams do come true.
How many different phrases can you come up with, too, by the way? Bust a grumpy. Offering to the porcelain throne.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, dropping the kids off, for sure. All right, there you go. Phone tap, 99.7 DJX.